The Midas Bride by Adriana Dane, now available at Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. Once upon a time, there was a modern woman who wasn't looking for Prince Charming. Not anymore. But there was indeed a prince who needed to find his princess bride, or suffer the full effects of the curse brought down upon his family. He tossed a magic coin out into the world in hopes of finding his true soulmate, the one woman who could tame the beast inside his soul and halt the curse. Only her love could save him. But will a greedy witch find her first and destroy his one chance at happiness? An excerpt from The Midas Bride. Chapter 1. The slender, silvery wisps of dawn threaded across the horizon as he loped through the tall, lush grasses of the island, away from the pride and back to humanity. The coalition of his predatory brethren called to him more and more, and he stayed longer and longer each time. Slowing his gait, he padded to the hidden entrance of the palace and forced the shift. It took all his willpower, his demand for human form. He fell to the ground onto his side as the contortions gripped him and the pain ran rampant. His lips drew back, fangs bared, as bone altered and facial reformation took over. The thick black mane, threaded with pale blonde strands, lengthened and reconstructed. The long, spiny, tufted tail retracted, the defined, strong, feline muzzle altered to that of a human male, with a firm, square jaw, nostrils flaring, even white teeth clenched. The pale ivory fur disappeared to be replaced by smooth, peltless, vulnerable, tanned skin. Once the shift was complete, he lay back for long moments, squinting up at the sky, trying to reacclimatize himself to his human form. Slowly, he drew himself up, and straightening his spine, he rose to his human bare feet. He turned to gaze out over the silent land, heard the rush of wind through the trees and grass. From a distance, the echo of a fierce roar struck his soul. He wondered how long it had been this time. The shifts to his beast form lengthened each time, lately, and it was becoming harder and harder to return to his human form. His brethren were the other white lions who called this island home, his brother and cousins who had been unable to locate their mates and now were no longer able to shift to human form, the beast having overcome them completely. He felt the call of the wild blood and fought it. He was the last of his family left of this generation, who ruled the island to retain the ability to reform. If he didn't perform the scrying ritual soon, one day he would no longer be able to resist the primal call of his animal nature. But what if he put out the call and the woman who completed him failed to answer? It had happened to his brother, to the others who now lived in their lion skin on the island. He would be like the rest, and the island would no longer have the protection required. He was the last of the Dijons, the lion chosen to act as protector to those who fell under the curse of the witch. He couldn't fail in his duty to his ancestors. He had to at least try to find his destined bride. The others depended on him to protect them. There were those throughout the world who came to the island once they were past hope of locating their mate. He ran with them when the change inside him could not be denied. He padded down the corridor and entered a room at the end. Fresh clothing awaited him there. He walked toward the small pool on the other side of the room and stepped into it, washing away the stench of the hunt. What would she be like? He found it difficult to believe she might really exist, and that he would find her using the old ways. His father, up until the day of his death, had been hopeful of a miracle. The curse had not touched him, and he had been devastated that Lion had received its full impact. This was one instance in which his father had been powerless to help. One never knew who it might affect. There seemed to be no rhyme or reason to the ones it chose. He only knew it was the Dijon's responsibility to protect those who came to them, and to keep out those who sought to claim the wealth of the King Crotius' descendants who resided on the island. The Crotius lions never harmed those with good hearts. They knew the difference with an ingrained extrasensory understanding that seemed to tell them who belonged on the island and who didn't. If the beasts didn't stop the intruders, the hunger for the Midas gold did. Lion dressed and then returned to the palace. It was time to seek his bride. He could wait no longer. Already he felt the shadow of the beast inside him beginning to rise to the surface again. Soon he would be unable to contain it any longer. When he found her, he must be careful. He didn't want her to fear him. She was not a lioness like those in the pride. She would be civilized and not understand the fierce mating practices of the feline bred into him, nor the polyamorous aspects of the lion's pride and their way of life. He would miss the coalition with the pride, the exhilaration of the hunt, the sexual drive of the matings. But a human mate could never understand the nature of the beast that lurked inside him. Yet he must make the sacrifice for the protection of the island. He must find his Midas bride. She was the only one who could ease the savage calling building inside him. The Midas Bride by Adriana Dane, now available at Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. For information on other stories, visit www.adrianadane.com.